It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we heard LSU last night with that heartbreaking loss to open the season. Fifth year in a row, they open with a loss for the football season. Getting texts about that on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. I'll read some of those coming up. Speaking of LSU, let's go on over to Baton Rouge now and LSU climatologist Barry Keim. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good morning.
Glad you could join us in this hurricane season when we had predictions across the board. Colorado State, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and others all thinking we were going to have near record, if not record activity in the tropics with us shifting from El Nino to La Nina. And here we are approaching the peak of the hurricane season next week. And we've only had A, B, C, D, E, five named storms and nothing in the Gulf, right?
That is, well, we've had a little bit of activity in the Gulf, but obviously, you know, nothing affecting Louisiana. And, you know, thank goodness for that. And the things in the Gulf have been relatively minor. And having said all that, the season's definitely not over, but it certainly hasn't lived up to its billing up to this point. The conditions are there, but man, we have just been some damn lucky, and I'm definitely not complaining that so far the forecasts have not lived up to it. So
no, I'm not in no way, in shape or form complaining or tempting Mother Nature to live up to the billing. Just observing, and you make a very good point. Of course, just because we haven't seen a lot of activity doesn't mean we won't. There's plenty of hurricane season left, but I'm hearing a lot of head scratching because there doesn't seem to be any one reason anyone can point to for why we haven't seen more storms forming.
Well, there's two things going on. The first is the Saharan air layer. That is something that definitely protected us through the months of July and into August. We've had a few bouts of that. That stabilizes the atmosphere, and despite near record sea surface temperatures, which generally fuels a lot of storms, that Saharan air layer has played a big role in knocking things down and keeping the storms from forming. A second factor is this West African monsoon sends these what I call hurricane seeds, these tropical waves out into the Atlantic Ocean. And, over the last several weeks, they've been spinning these things up at a higher latitude than is normal, up around 10, 15 degrees instead of down around 5 degrees of latitude. And it's just putting these waves not in the best environment to form. So those two factors are really the two primary things that have led to the quiet season so far.
Go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the mere fact that we haven't seen anything through what is typically the worst part of the season for us here in Louisiana, which is that latter part of August, and here we are in very early September, and haven't had any activity. I mean, thank goodness, I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, absolutely, and we don't want to see anyone hit by a tropical storm or hurricane by any means. But the big thing I think that was driving these predictions of a above average and by some counts one of the most active ever seasons, that we'd run out of names in the alphabet and everything else, was that we were expecting a transition from El Nino to La Nina, which is a complex, a very simple term for a complex series of events that happen globally. Have we seen things shift from that El Nino, which typically depresses storm formation, to the La Nina, which usually means more formation?
Yeah, we are in that transition now. I mean, it is, you know, we're in La Nina conditions, and this La Nina is expected to continue to build as we get deeper into the season. And this is what happened in the season of 2020. I mean, I was thinking that that would be kind of a good analog for this particular year, with the very warm sea surface temperatures, having the La Nina build itself through the as we get deeper into the season, the La Nina gets stronger and stronger. And what that that ends up doing is creating what I would call a backloaded season, where you see lots of activity in October and November, and perhaps even spilling into December beyond the hurricane season. And, you know, all that is still on the table. I still think that could very well happen. I still think we'll end up with a season with above normal activity. But, you know, I mean, obviously only time will tell. It certainly hasn't played out the way we thought up to this point.
Yeah,
so, no doubt about that.
We'd be very glad for the prognosticators to have miscalculated the extent of the activity expected this season, but it's still early. We're going to take a break. When we come back with LSU climatologist Barry Keim, we're going to look at the current tropical map. There are a few features out there. This one low pressure system that's just been bringing us waves of rain, and apparently will again Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week. Make sure that thing's not going to develop in the Gulf, but also take a look at another system making its way through the Caribbean. Do we have to worry about that? We'll have Barry Keim look at the current tropical map for us coming up after this. Here on WWL, I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker, as we celebrate Labor Day 2024. 6:55, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your Labor Day 2024. One person texts us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. He says, don't jinx us on storms and hurricanes. Come on, you know nothing I say or do is going to affect what happens in the tropics. But I appreciate your concern, and I do not want to cause anything bad to happen. LSU climatologist Barry Keim is our guest this half hour, and we've been looking at how we have not yet seen, but the conditions still exist for a lot of activity in the tropics as we make our way into September through October, November, and maybe even December. Right now, there are a few things going on out there, Professor Keim, including this rainmaker that's been sitting in the Gulf for days and days now, getting a little break, thank goodness, for this Labor Day from the rain, but it's coming back this week. No chance this thing develops, huh?
Very unlikely. It's sitting off the coast of Texas right now. It's a tropical wave. And yeah, it's going to hang out there for another few days before it moves inland, and it's going to be a big influencer on our weather especially as we get later into the week. We're expecting some pretty serious rains into Wednesday, Thursday, and it's all going to be from that tropical wave. We certainly can use the rain though. I mean, we've been a little droughty in August. The temperatures have really been high and not getting the typical afternoon convective showers that we normally get. So this rain is very welcome. I'm sure the folks in the cattle ranching world and the farmers will certainly welcome this in a very big way. Yeah. Assuming we don't get a deluge, of course. Never know.
Well, we always have to worry about that localized street flooding, and that could be an issue really, Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe into Friday.
Exactly. So those will be the big days. Today, I don't think there'll be some scattered showers, but chances are most people won't see a whole lot of rain today. But as we get into tomorrow, and especially Wednesday and Thursday, I think those are the two big rain days. You had mentioned, though, things are heating up in the tropics. I mean, if you go to the National Hurricane Center, nhc.noaa.gov, and look at this lineup, we have these three waves stretched out across the Atlantic Basin, one in the Gulf, one right now it's just entering the Caribbean, and one coming off the coast of Africa. And obviously, any of these kinds of systems, we need to keep a watch on. The other two, the one right now entering the Caribbean, it's in the extreme eastern Caribbean by the Lesser Antilles. It's expected to track across the Caribbean and not do very much. But once it gets around the Yucatan and it's expected to enter the Western Gulf, It is expected to move into a much more favorable environment, and obviously that's something we'll be watching very closely. And again, we have this one coming off of the coast of Africa right now. It's a long way out. It's probably at least a week or more, from reaching anything that we're concerned about. But that's something else that we'll be keeping a watch on.
All right. So those two we should at least be aware of. But right now, at least for the next 7 days, we have no threats here along the Louisiana or northern Gulf Coast, right?
That's pretty safe to say. Yeah. I mean, again, this one in the west in the eastern Caribbean, definitely worth watching. It will be, as I say, things will become favorable in a few days once this thing gets, near the western Gulf of Mexico. And, it's anybody's guess that, when we start talking about things that far out. So definitely worth watching, but certainly nothing for the next, next 4 or 5 days. I don't think we have anything overly serious to worry about except for that tropical wave and the rainfall.
All right, well, and we could watch that one heading toward the Caribbean, because right about the traditional peak of hurricane season next week is when it may have a shot at becoming something. So thank you so much, LSU climatologist Barry Keim. We appreciate you doing a little laboring for us on this Labor Day. Have a great one.
Hey, yeah, you too. Take care. Thanks, all right. Hey, let's hold out hope, man. Good
yes, indeed. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. I love those real meteorological terms like a little droughty. Yeah, we've been a little droughty lately. All right, coming up next half hour after the news, I'm going to get Chef Kevin here from WWL-TV. I'm going to throw something on the grill after I get off the air at 10 o'clock this morning, and I need some suggestions from Chef Kev, and we'll get some for you as well as... It's fun to cook out on Labor Day, and the weather should cooperate. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.